Blog Talk Radio.
This program contains graphic material, including offensive language. Viewer discretion is advised.
Basically, the 1% of the motorcycle community who operates outside the law.
Their total focus is on hatred for the enemy. They have a policy of shoot or kill on sight if they can.
It's bullshit. Law enforcement just tries to paint this picture to the media to just cover up their bullshit, cover up their lies, and I just like to say fuck them. Straight from Mike P.
Jump on your bike, let's hit the road.
Come on.
Fuck the 5-0, man, we out of control.
Hey.
I'm a bad motherfucker, riding through the night. A 50 motherfucker and I love to fight. Picture me rolling on my chopper on red. No love for the other side, no need to be friends. Get the gas, homie, you gotta keep on pushing. Out and out, cheer, check the dose, and need to ask for the time.
Well, hello, Bill. This is bullshit. This is bullshit. 25 minutes. Oh, no, a half hour. A half hour of fucking around.
Wait before. Now, normally, I blame different people, but today is a special day. It's the day before 9/11, so I'm going to blame the damn terrorist. I'm not going to blame anybody else today. The reason we're 25 minutes late, boys and girls, is the terrorist in the Middle East that fucked up with our radio show. No proof of that, just a wild accusation. What are they going to do, come argue with me about it?
Sorry.
So let's talk to you one more time about the...
They come to the front door, we're taking headshots.
That's why they wear those towels to keep it. Never mind, we'll go on that. So, you know, I'm talking about tomorrow. Tomorrow's 9/11. Boys and girls, what are you doing for 9/11? I know that Phil and I belong to quite a few different veterans programs because we are both veterans. 9/11's tomorrow. What are you going to do tomorrow? I talk to some people and they tell me, well, Bill, I got to go to work and all that. Yeah, you do got to go to work. I understand that. You got families to take care of. You got bills to pay. I understand all that. But Christ, it is 9/11. Can't you figure something out? Maybe get off work and before you get home, stop and do something. Maybe if you can take the day off, why don't you go out and do some veterans program? Phil, I know.
Take a trip to the VA.
There we go. Perfect. On the way home or the way to. You know, Phil, you're working tomorrow and I'm working tomorrow, but... a big event going on in Camp Pendleton, San Diego, tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of our American Legion members are all riding out to the Camp Pendleton. I you and I are going to miss it, but we're going to work on something for the vets.
Mm-hmm.
As Philip and I do every time, but my words out to my people listening here tonight, what are you going to do? Philip mentioned, if it's possible, stop by your local VA.
Mm-hmm.
If it's not possible, why don't you try and look around your neighborhood? Why don't you find somebody that's a vet? Why don't you walk over and say, you know, special day for us, 9/11. And, again, I want to thank you for the service you did. And I really sincerely want to ask everybody, because it is 9/11, to see if there's any firefighters in your neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
Firefighters really were struck pretty hard. And let me get this real quick in here, the boys in blue. They worked very hard to take care of that. But a lot of volunteers we don't talk about. Of course, we can't go out and thank all them, but the police, the fire department deserve an amazing amount of credit for the work they did. Now, one of the programs we have in San Diego is a bunch of people going to do the 9/11 step climb. I believe, and I could be wrong, they're going to do it at a lighthouse, and they're going to climb up and down these stairs 10 times to equal the amount of stairs that were in that tower. So God bless them for that. And I understand the firefighters are going to do the same climb in full uniform. And I understand some of them are also going to full uniform, by that I mean the boots and all that stuff. Some are actually going to carry the weight of a child up and down the stairs.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Phil, you're in much better shape than I am, so you know damn good and well I couldn't. I can make one hell of a good start. I look good, but... man, that's a lot of...
I do that every day.
I mean, that's why you're in shape. And by the way, we keep saying firefighters, policemen, please don't let me be remiss and not mention the women firefighters and the women police. We have some exceptionally strong I don't mean physically gigantic. I mean strong women. And some of them are physically strong, too. But I'm talking about the concentration. I'm talking about the stick-to-itiveness. The ones that are willing to go out there, kind of my house when it's on fire, run right in and save my ass. That takes a special person. Firefighters suck in smoke. They suck in asbestos, paint fumes.
Everything.
And does this affect them right away? No, no. Over a period of time, some of the firefighters, we have a problem with the firefighters because it gets time for them to retire. They have a whole complex amount of problems. And public doesn't seem willing to accept the fact that they received this because of the work they did. How can you possibly spend your day running into burning buildings, again, fumes, chemicals, asbestos? It takes a toll on the firefighters. Firefighters, typically, in my opinion, towards retirement time, they're pretty much beat the hell up. Now, police officers, yeah, that's a whole different program there. You spend 20 years as a cop, and I cannot imagine what you have to put up with. I can't imagine what you've seen, the amount of pain that people have caused all around you, the amount of injuries you've received preventing and helping people like Phil and I. A lot of times in the show, they say, oh, Phil and Bill, they don't like the police department. Hell, if I'm being robbed, I'm going to call for a cop. If my house is on fire, who am I going to call for,
Phil? Fire department.
Goddamn right, I'll call
for. You'd be like my brother. When he got out of the academy, they gave him a bulletproof vest.
And that is in Chicago, right?
Correct.
Is he still with the department?
Mm-hmm.
What's his name?
Tim, he's the president of the union.
Tim. Let's send a quick shout out to Tim, the president of the Firefighters Union in Chicago. What's it called, Firefighters, or is it a different name?
Program? No, Firefighters.
Firefighters, okay. Tim, hope you're doing good. I'm hoping somebody hears this in Chicago, and I'm hoping they take the time to say, hey, Tim, we appreciate what you're doing. If you hear Phil and Bill's house is on fire, you'll come on down here and help us out, okay? So, 9/11's tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been trying to listen to the news. I haven't heard much about the news today. Mm-hmm. I watched the newspaper. I haven't caught much about the newspaper. I don't know what the president's going to do. He could be doing something because he doesn't...
He started a shitstorm for me.
Well, how so, that, Phil?
Hold on 1 second. Hello, Ben.
Hey, Phil. How are you, sir?
Good. How are you? We're
good.
Yeah, we got a little fucked over for a half hour, and this time it wasn't the cops or the DEA or the ATF or the FBI. It was trouble with the server back east.
Oh wow!
Because tomorrow's 9/11, I'm gonna blame the terrorist over there overseas. That's who I'm blaming for messing up our program today. Ben, how are we doing tonight, buddy?
Good. I got your message and everything. All is well. I sent the message over to the executive director because we had everybody on the line due to your technical difficulties the other day. But all is well. Thank you, Phil.
Good.
And Phil, because I was not here, who the hell are we talking to?
Oh,
what are we talking about? I have no idea.
Okay.
Where's this guy calling from?
Hang on. He's calling from the north.
Okay, California.
He's going to talk to us about
a movie.
Yes. Yeah.
And,
I don't know.
Go ahead. Go ahead, Ben.
Go ahead. Okay.
I was going to say, is this Usher at the show? Or
no,
did he sell the popcorn?
No, no.
Well, how the hell do I know that? The people don't know. Tell us. Ben, never mind, Philip. This is Bill Kennedy. Tell us who you are. What do you want to talk about tonight? Okay, brother?
You got it. Anyhow, you know, the executive director, Paul Maury, he may be calling in because I sent him the number as well. It's a movie of redemption. It's a true story of a man named Ernest Kilroy Roybal, who got caught up as a young man in in the streets, basically, you know, from being turned over. I don't want to give too much away of the story, but he got gang-affiliated and became a well-known man in prison, and he was a very powerful man with well-connected, and let's put it that way. And for many years, you know, in different ways, I believe that God had been reaching out to this man, but he just didn't see it because he was walking around with blinders. He was actually scouted by the Dodgers and a professional boxer. He got caught up in drugs, which, you know, just different things in life. He ended up with 40 years in prison, you know. And so we decided to do a feature film on him because it's an inspirational film. But all this time that he had been doing time, he used to, you know, tell people, hey, what are you doing walking around with a Bible in prison? He kind of frowned on it. And here he is today for the last, I believe, 15 years or so, serving the Lord, you know, and reaching out to the youth and trying to give them guidance. And coming from his background, you know, it's a very rough life, and he just wants to guide the youth in the right direction so that they don't fall into the same trap that he did out in when he was in LA and White Fence and all that.
Hello? What is the impetus? What made him realize he wanted to make this change? Did that come out in the movie?
We're just in pre-production right now, where the script is being written, but there was some life-changing things for him that he just wasn't aware of until I'll give you a little synopsis of when the light turned on for him. He met a lady out in the area, borderlines of Colton and Rialto, in, you know, within the San Bernardino city limits. You know, he was renting a house, and he had spent his rent money on drugs. And there's this lady coming up to him, and, you know, he knew it was the landlord, and she wanted her money. Well, the way he put it was that, you know, he's never ran from anybody, let alone this little old lady. When he come across this old lady, he says she was lit up like a Christmas tree, and whatever she had, he wanted. You know? And so she gave him guidance to the church, and from then on, you know, it was a life-changing experience for him.
Is the other person calling from 562?
Let me see right now. Let me see his number. Yes, it is. Yes.
Okay.
That's Paul Morey.
Paul Morey? Okay, hold
on. Hang on a second. We're going to bring Paul in. 562-383. Okay. If you want to say a little to us, tell where you're calling from and tell us a little about yourself. And what do you want to talk about tonight? Go ahead, buddy.
Hey, my name is Paul Morey. I'm the director of the film. Just called to join in to say hi to you guys.
Well, we appreciate taking this call. We like what you're saying. Phil and I have been around a very long time, and one thing I've been amazed about is how people derive strength. Now, I'm not talking about some guy 10, 20 years out there lifting weights. I'm talking strength of mind, strength of character, and how people can grow in prison. They can grow outside of prison, not just with the weights, but if they have an idea or a conviction. And from that, they can make something growth. And this seems to be somewhat what you're talking about. Is that correct, sir?
Yeah, I mean, Kilroy was always a man, a loyal man. But even inside prison, you know, like, I don't know if Ben said yet, but he would train boxers. Even though he used to box with the pros, he got in there and he was still trying to give back, even though he was living that muck and that mire. So somewhere down in this blackened heart, he was still trying to do good, but obviously he was caught up in that lifestyle. So like Ben was just saying, when he got out and met that old lady, the little old lady, she basically told him about God and it changed his life. And now it's amazing. You wouldn't believe the respect this guy gets. He basically could go into any gang territory, anywhere, and because of who he is, and basically talk to youth, you know, bring them back to a place where they'll listen to him, you know, because he's been there, done that. He has license to operate. So it's a really neat thing, man. And this film, not only do we want to send it across the country, you know, and let it do well, but we want hope that this film will change lives and see that, you know what, it gives something to these youngsters in their mind that, you know what, I don't need to go that route. Or even the older people who are in that life to say, hey, it's never too late for a comeback. You know, if you had a setback, you got to come back, you know? So that's what it is, man. And it's exciting. And we also got a, you know, I know we can't say it now, but for the biker world, man, we're talking to to a big name right now that's very well known, man, about being in the film too. So it's just really neat, you know. I sure
you talking
Ben,
about my
Ben
homeboy?
Want to say it now. Huh?
You talking about my homeboy?
Maybe.
we're not going to say his name, but yes, he is one of your homeboys.
Okay. Yeah, so we're in talks, man, and we're just excited,
yeah, no,
you know. And you know what it is too, man? Check this out. Here's one thing that drives us on, bro. Here, we're going to tell Kilroy's story when he was a kid, when he came out, when he started, you know, going to the pros, you know, getting scouted by the Dodgers, the Angels, when he started going into prison, you know, when he joined the mob, when we, you know, all the way through. And we're not going to leave out, bro, the parts about God, you know, because we're going to tell his story all the way through, bro, because political correctness, you know, is horrible, bro. And it comes to a point now where you can't mention God, you know. And
you can't mention anything nowadays without getting shit.
Exactly. Exactly. And that's what I'm saying. So we're going to tell it just like it is. And if, you know, and me and Ben, we got friends in Hollywood, you know, where we got actor friends, producer friends, and, you know, real cool people. We know a lot of people, but there's been this vibe in Hollywood too much that you can't mention
we know
certain things.
You know, all the same people.
Yeah, yeah. So what I'm saying is we're not going to shy away from that, man. Because if one studio doesn't like it, then hey, there's others. You know, so
exactly.
We're not going to hold back from telling the whole story, bro. And you know, so that's where we're at, man. And we appreciate you guys having us on.
Yeah, Phil.
One thing that one thing I would say quick, Bill speaking. It's not the violence in the movie that I'm interested in, but if the violence was part of the person, who they are, we need to at least bring that in. Now, for example, I life is like a giant jigsaw puzzle. All these pieces come together. Very few of us know the whole picture of who the person is. But without the bad experiences and the good experiences, we don't know who this person is. Now, there is a gentleman who recently, a national VP for a major club right here on the West Coast, came up to my shop. My brother Mike Kennedy, I own Kennedy's Custom Cycles in Oceanside. He came up to my shop in a Jaguar with a stripper, and that was his lifestyle, and he's always been that style. Then a month went by, maybe 2 months, and they said, Bill, this one club up north, I don't really get along that well with, they said, this guy died, he had a lot of respect for you, Bill. Will you come up for the funeral? So I said, so I went up for the family's sake, and there, given the eulogy, was this friend of mine a couple of months ago in the Jaguar with the strippers. And I said to him, I won't use his name because I don't have permission to say it. I said, what happened to you? He said, it's choices, Bill. I made choices. And I said, yeah, but, you know, look at all these gangsters all around you. You feel they're giving you a bunch of, you know, bullshit and all that? He goes, no, first of all, let's not forget, I'm the West Coast National Officer for everything. I don't put up with nothing from nobody. But the point is, it's not about other people, Bill. I believe, at this point in time today, God called me to do something different. I'm now an ordained minister, and I have a church going. The toughest guy I know. So the point I'm trying to make here is, to know his background is important to know what he's doing today. I can't just tell you this friend of mine opened a church, he's helping people. It's not the same credibility. the fact that he was so immersed, one foot in hell and one foot in the real world, he made choices. And that's why I like what you're hear. What I'm hearing from you is that we're going to find out about this gentleman, and we're not going to glorify, you know, the bad deeds he did in the past and all that. But we can't ignore them. We have to let the public know. It's all about choices.
Yeah.
His choices.
We have to show the dark side, Phil, and Phil,
yes.
And the audience. We have to, and so you can see who this man was, his stature of who he was in the mob and his affiliation, so to speak. So you can kind of see where he's at today and what, again, this goes to choices, you know. But I think the audience, the viewers, when this film is done, are really going to be beside themselves, because somewhere along the line in their family, doesn't matter what race, creed, none of that matters. It's a fine line of where you walk, who you walk with, and what you decide to do with that walk in life. And, you know, it's just going to touch everyone's life, because everybody has a bad seed that they're trying to help. And this is where the inspirational part will come in.
Were we just talking about this today, Bill?
Yeah, coincidentally. I'm hoping that people see this film. We're not talking about the people that are extremes. Like I mentioned, this friend of mine, national reinforcer for the West Coast. You know, I'm hoping people are going to see this and look at their lives and say, can I make a change? Can I help my neighborhood out? Help my neighbor out? Can I help the guy down the street? What can I do to make my life better and to help my neighborhood, help the people around me? So no matter, you don't have to be a hardcore criminal. That's not what we're trying to say. We're not glorifying that. But I'm hoping that people are going to see this movie and say, I can do something. I don't have to let a certain, if we all help each other out. And I'm hoping they get this out of the film, gentlemen.
Hey guys, just FYI, I had to jump in really quick. I gotta run. I'll leave you guys with Ben, but I just want to say I really appreciate it. Really appreciate it. I got my little daughter. I'm alone, you know. So, but you guys, I don't know if you're local, but I'm sure Ben will tell you about our comedy event pre-production. The pre-production we're doing for the movie. If you guys can make it, we'll comp you some tickets. All right. So
we're down in. Improv. Yeah, we're down by Camp Pendleton.
Okay, nice. If you guys can make it, man, let Ben. We'll give you guys two tickets each, all right? And then you guys could come down and get in for free. We'll put you up at a good table. But you know, I want to invite you in the audience too. You know, Brea Improv, October 11, 2015 is our pre-production kickoff. We're gonna have a comedy show just to have fun and get together with the cast, crew, celebs. And so you can meet them, take pictures with them, and then plus have a comedy show. It's $15. You go to Brea Improv website, and I'll leave you guys with that, guys. Good luck, and thanks for having us on the show. I'll see you later, Ben.
Okay, brother.
All right, no worries.
Thanks for taking time to share with us. Ben's back with you again. Ben, quickly, this comedy show, you got room for Philip and I? Because we only ride motorcycles. Is there good parking up there?
You know what? I don't know that area because I'm actually in the Inland Empire. So I don't know what parking would be like out there. It's an improv, the Brea Improv. So, again, it's a little ways from me, but I'm sure we'll find parking. There'll be plenty of parking if they got an improv out there.
Yeah, well, you know, we ought to invite them down to the shop Saturday, Bill. In the afternoon.
What's that?
Come down to Bill's shop.
Okay.
What's going on?
Okay.
Over the weekend, nothing.
Little
meet and greet.
We have several events coming up. We just had one, the Down Biker Fund, and we have one coming up here, which is called the Big Cover Up. We got one coming after that. Camp Pendleton contacted us and asked us to take over the toys for Tot. I was thinking perhaps he might come down one of the larger events like that. And
yeah, we're also doing a shoe drive, Ben.
Oh, yeah, let's not forget
nice.
That. This is a...
Nice. Let me see what I can do with some people that... it's kind of a last minute, but let me see what I can do with some people.
The shoe drive is... It'll end in November. But last year we collected over 25,000 pairs of shoes.
Okay.
And what the money does when you get the shoes is it goes to third world countries, and they teach people how to fix the shoes, which means they give them a job.
Mm-hmm.
And
teach
then
them a skill.
Teach them a skill, and then it goes on from there. So it's like paying it
Why
forward.
Why don't we do that here? Why don't they do that here? That's my
Yeah,
point.
I know. Yeah, I mean, we tried.
So what, you know, I heard of this the shoe drive and what they do. It's just, you know, I'm just beside myself, Phil and Bill, that we are so hurting so bad, so many jobs, the opportunities, so many homeless people that we could take care of here and give jobs to help, you know. I just don't get why we don't do that here.
Well, the big cover-up is coming up a month. What we do is we click use blankets, socks, clothing, and we give it to Brother Beano's, and that's like a it's kind of like a Salvation Army.
Yeah.
Our purpose of collecting the clothing is to, if we can get the people off the drugs and the alcohol, we want to get them mainstream. So we want them working. Now, if you go out for a job, you have one chance to make a first impression. So if you go out there wearing overalls and chewing gum and you need a haircut, you have a limited opportunity to get this job. But if we can get, if these programs clean and sober, if we can get them to dress in, I'm not saying brand new nice clothes and all that, but nice clean clothes and go with the right attitude. Now, Philip and I in North County, Oceanside, where we're from, we have homeless people everywhere. Philip and I do not believe in giving handouts. We give hand-ups. We help people up there. In my shop, my brother's shop, Kennedy's Customer Cycles, you look all around my neighborhood, there's no graffiti. Why? Because I'm out in the street talking to these people. I own a Harley-Davidson shop, so you think, oh, Harley-Davidson. Well, if you're a homeless person and you're walking down my street, I don't want to hear F this and F that. I don't want anybody being stopped, hey, man, give me a dollar. I work with the homeless people, and I tell them, you've got to pick yourself up by your bootstraps. Now, the local cop comes in and wants to arrest these people. I have to stop this because all we're doing is filling the prisons up, the jails up with that. Philip and I do a lot of work to try to help the fact that, again, what you're talking about, help our own neighborhood first. And that's we've been our strong point for many years. But saying this one, I know I'm talking way too much, but Philip and I also are very instrumental in Mexico. We work the Chilapanteca Orphan, and we work the Tijuana Toy Run, which is the largest toy run in anywhere. They collect every orphan from every orphanage. Now, before anybody calls up and one more time gives me any shit about, well, you're only helping out the foreign country, come down one time with me to Mexico. Come down with me to an orphanage.
Yep.
Talk to these people.
Nope.
They don't know what side of the fence they grew up on. They don't even give a damn. They don't know about politics. They're children. Maybe 20 children to one supervisor. What they'd like to be is just hugged. Now, saying that, Philip and I work with a lot of charities in America, so I know somebody's going to get in a few minutes and say, well, you guys are always talking about Mexico. Why don't you get your... If you have a teenage kid and you've spoiled that kid, and most of us have spoiled our teenage kids, take him or her down the back of your motorcycle to the Tijuana Toy Run. Let this child in high school or junior high school, let them see what it's like. Just, well, for Philip and I, it's 50 miles down the road.
Yeah.
Let them see what people growing up with very limited opportunities. Everybody that I've given this challenge to that has brought their teenager back said, Bill, it's been the best Christmas of our life. My spoiled child realizes we have a lot to be thankful for. So, again, I'm seeing numbers lighting up here. I'm telling everybody, get off my back on this. Philip and I want to help people, and I am not going to listen to any shit for the fact that we go down and help the orphanages. So, saying
no,
that,
you guys are doing an awesome job, Bill and Phil, awesome job, because, you know, it takes a big-hearted and individuals to get together. I know Paul Renteria and Emilio Rivera and all them. They do the same thing. I don't know if you guys ride all together, but they do the same thing. I think there's over 800 bikers, probably more than that now. But, yeah.
Are you talking, about going to Rosarita?
You said with the Rosarita.
Yeah.
Rolling deep.
Yeah, that one.
Right, brother?
Yeah, rolling deep. Yeah, Roland D. Yeah, I donated some stuff 2 years ago. I met him out in Temecula at a Harley, Temecula Harley, and I dropped off some stuff with them.
Yeah, no, we actively participate with those guys.
There are many of us that are doing good deeds, but you know what? Some of us can't wear so many different hats. Everybody can help. You don't have to be like Paul. You don't have to be out there saying, I'm going to do this and do this. I had a guy came in today. He feeds 150 people a month out of his pocketbook. He's well off. I won't say his name. Ex-drug, ex-alcohol, ex-everything. He woke up one day and said, I'm blessed. He's intelligent. I want to start helping people. So now he's out there beside his own money. He's getting charity from all these different organizations, and he's doing his best right now helping the people.
Nice.
Not a saint. The guy says, I can do something. If everybody would listen to us tonight with the sound of our voice, listen to what this man is doing here. Listen to the message you're trying to give in the movie. You can do something. You don't have to put a movie out. You don't have to be a leader of a big organization. You can help out. And you know what, Phil, Ben, I got to apologize. Ben, we're here to talk to you, and I'm sorry. I'm sorry
no,
I got off
no,
the road.
This is a great topic. This is a great topic, men, gentlemen. It's a very important topic because we all walk around daily thinking that, oh, poor, pitiful me, what a horrible day. Look at horrible in those third world countries. Look at Mexico. And all this, and I'm not going to get into the political side because it's all bullshit. Anyhow, we all need to, even if it's in your own community, help out. Give a helping hand. Grab some of those old shoes and reach out to those individuals that are in need. Put a smile on their face. You know, there's a gentleman out in L.A., Hiccups Payaso. He puts on a pizza thing over there at the Skid Row in L.A. He does a lot of that out of his own money. He's a good guy. He works, with children with cancer. Just a phenomenal guy. You guys got to get him on the show. He's always looking for support for, you know, clothing to feed, you know, to feed the homeless, the pizza drive he does. Those people inspire me on a daily basis because my life was turned upside down at one time after I came back from the military. And, again, this is a different subject, but we all
what
need
branch?
To take part somehow.
Ben, what branch were you in? There you go.
80 to 86.
He probably wanted to get in the Army, but he couldn't make it. That's why he went to the Army. I'm an Army guy.
Okay.
I never get no respect.
None at all. None at all. But you know what? We all serve the same,
exactly.
same purpose, brother.
You know, we have this Brother Banos, and a while back, my wife died 1 year ago of cancer after 44 years. So Thanksgiving, I just didn't feel like doing shit. I had a bad attitude. I stopped by the homeless shelter, and I walked inside. The mayor of Oceanside, Jim Woods, the mayor of Oceanside was there on the line feeding people. No press, no television, no radio, no nothing. And I said, Jim, what are you doing? He said, Bill, a lot of times I do things and people think it's all for about, you know, me getting publicity. Sometimes I'm grateful for what I got and I come down and I help the poor people here. It's the mayor of Oceanside. He's doing this not for exposure. He wants to help out. That's another example how we all can help out. I'm hoping by people watching this, though, the message they're going to get, and I'm going to stop talking about me. I don't know why I'm so off base today, Ben. I apologize. Getting back to you and the reason you called again, the movie, what is the one message? Give me one sentence message that you'd like everybody to leave the movie. How will they be feeling if they walk out the door?
If they were to walk out the door, I think that they would want to watch it again. And let me say this. Bring a box of tissues, you know, because there's somebody in each of our families that are on a destructive path in and out of prison, just leading a terrible life when you know that there was so much more to life for that individual or individuals that could have turned their life around. This is a life-changing movie. When it's done, I guarantee you that you're going to watch it again. And there's, you know, things that you didn't see that you're going to want to see again just to kind of get the feel of where this man came from, a dark side, and to where he is to today. He's 76 years old. This will include his son, Steve, who's also alive, who didn't know who his mom had married. His mom had married this man, Kilroy, and he always wanted a father figure and wanted to know who this man Kilroy is. Steve wound up in jail or going to prison trying to find out who this man was that his mom married. And he looked at him as a father figure. So this, to take this in consideration, the way a father walks in his life, how your children are going to follow you. And this is not his biological son. This is through marriage of another female. Anyhow, he followed Kilroy through the darkest depths of evil, period. You know, and to this day, he's still following Kilroy, serving the Lord as well. You know, so kind of a mother hen with her little hens just following around, you know. So mm-hmm. There's a whole lot to talk about in this project. It also consists of another former mobster, Donald Big D. Garcia, who was Kilroy's good friend. And that's the role I'll be playing, is Donald Big D. Garcia. There's a whole lot to be said about this project, but I don't want to give it all away. Just, you know, we need your support, the audience support. You can go to KilroyTheMovie.com, the website. Also, Kilroy127 Unshackled on Facebook, or me on Facebook on Ben Munoz. I'm the producer, one of the producers, a casting director, and I'll be playing the role of Donald Big D. Garcia. I hope you and Phil do a little homework on Kilroy's background and his affiliation, who he was. And I think you guys will get a bigger understanding after that to see that, wow, this man is actually serving the Lord. I mean, anything is possible. Just put your mind to it.
You know, Ben, one of the interesting things, or the way life was growing up, the children would bury their parents. But at my mm-hmm. era, because of the drugs and the gangs, the parents, left and right, are burying their children due to drug abuse and through gang violence. It's simply like our whole society has changed. And it's not right for the parents to bury their children. But how many mothers and fathers out there have lost their sons and daughters due to the gangs and the drugs? It's a changing world, which speak well for us.
Yeah, Bill, you know what? I blame our laws, our government, for what mm-hmm. they've implemented and dictated to us as parents what we can do and what we cannot do to reprimand our kids. I remember getting beat. And I don't look at it as child abuse. You know, go pick your own switch. You're getting hit with a belt, you know, extension or whatever was at hand. Watch out, you know. I don't look at it that way. You know, you got to be more defined on what child abuse is. And, you know, the parents' hands now are tied because of legalities.
Yeah.
You know,
and the influence of the gangs, the street gangs and the drugs are breaking down the family communication to where the children aren't respecting the parents. Because this father is working for AT&T or something, and he's doing 40 hours a week. He's busting his ass to come home. And the teenager, the boy or the girl, says, hey, I can do one drug sale. I got more money my old man makes all week. And what high school student can we get to say, hey, you want a job at McDonald's? When the street gangs are showing them, hey, the profit is in the drugs. But I do want to point out quickly for everybody listening to me, remember this, boys and girls, only the lawyers get to keep your drug money.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody
yep.
makes, except for, unless you're a lawyer, boys and girls, nobody's going to make it. So I'm not trying to be pro and con, blah, 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 but I've never known any drug dealer. They're riding high They don't have a pot to piss in now today. They're intelligent people, but only the lawyers get to keep their money.
Yeah, I'm one of those. I'm one of those individuals where the lawyer got to keep my money. But
exactly.
My life has changed, and here I am today doing things that I never thought I'd be able to do, you know, beyond my wildest dreams. Everybody wants to be an actor as a kid or something along that line, you know, and here I am at the age of 54. I've already done maybe 12 projects, 12 movies already, you know. Not to mention, this is how I met you, was I'm one of the actors in A Father's Journey that we're having the screening, the premiere, September 19th in San Diego in David Fernandez's area. I hope you
we'll
guys
be down there.
That
one. Yeah, they were nice enough to be on the show, talk a little bit. We'll be down seeing that. Will you be at that show then on 19th?
September 19th in San Diego.
We'll be there for that, yeah.
Yeah.
Now,
so,
I want to deviate very slightly, if I can. You were talking about the comedy show, and we really
yes.
dig it in. Can you tell us a little bit about what's going on, where it is, and how that ties into the movie, if at all, please?
This is a pre-production red carpet comedy event. It's a pre-production of the movie. The funds will help us... the funds that are generated will help us get some of the materials that we need for investors and so forth. It's just helping us grow, bringing awareness about the project, meeting the cast and crew, partial cast and crew, on this project. And we're looking for a long-time friendship with our viewers, the people who support us.
Mm-hmm.
Sponsorship, all that helps us provide the financial ability to make this project come true. Because this is, again, is an independent project of independent filmmaking in the works. And it's very hard as independents. We're not like Hollywood where we got $20 million and let's start shooting tomorrow. You know, I don't think the viewers understand how hard it is as independents to put out a movie and make it happen, you know. So it's very important that the viewers to be a part of the independent filmmakers, whatever it is you're interested in filmmaking, but appreciate the finished product of the hard work and labors that one as an independent filmmaker has put into that project. It's very time consuming. There's a whole lot that is being done over a long period of time to show you a great movie that only consists of maybe an hour and 30 minutes when you go to the theater, you know.
Let me ask you something, Ben, because you've done a couple. The red tape, the permits, the documents that you have to do to make a movie, is this really overwhelming? I mean, you can't just
start. What?
Is it
too
much?
No, you have to. Yes, you have to pull. You have to pull permits. You have to, depending on if you're going to have a car wreck scene, you have to have, you know, the fire department pull permit. I mean, ambulance, all these things are on standby. All that stuff is costly, you know. It's just sad that you figure your own city or wherever you're filming as independents, they would give you some kind of leeway just to generate the some money. I know we got to pay the dues and what have you, but don't rape the independent artist out there trying to build something and be proud of you, those that are doing it in your community that are doing it the right way, because it takes a lot of work. It's a lot of manpower. So much is being done. Again, I don't think the viewers understand what it takes to do a film.
Ben, you hit that perfect, because right now I'm reading one of my notes here, and they're saying, how can I get information about starting? I know that's awfully big, Ben. Could you give somebody brand new some advice on how they could start about putting this together?
Start about filmmaking?
It's about want to put something together, and how can they get some information on starting a film? I know I'm asking a big question. That's what the people want to know. I'm putting it back on you.
Yeah, there's different Facebook, social media pages, you know, producer, investors. filmmakers, and there's a lot of talent in those social media sites that would probably be able to address it more on a one-on-one basis, because it's so much to cover, Bill and Phil, on that. It's you got to have your script in play. You know, you have to have a character breakdown. You have to have wardrobe. I mean, that's just the beginning, you know, of things. You know, your shoot dates, the cameras. You got to have a good DP, you know, a good sound guy. Just, there's so much that, depending on what you're doing and where you're going, it's all basically the same, but it's so much
to talk about. Is it too tough? Are you telling people not to try it, Ben? You saying give up?
Oh,
what are you saying to me?
No, do not give up. Do not give up. Reach
Good man,
for the
Ben.
Sky. Reach for the sky. Go for your dream. You just might hit it, you know. It's
yeah.
a lot of work. Don't get discouraged. Have a great team. Have a great team. One that is going to be in unison with your dream. Take consideration of that your team's input, be faithful and loyal to that team. I'm not going to mention something that just happened recently to me, but I brought a whole lot to the table, and I was left in the dust. So be careful with your resources, and make sure that you have a team that is collectively on the same page with you, because if not, that's the beginning of chaos.
You know, one small bit of advice I got from Danny Trejo, who was the last one I did, I think it was Machete, he was saying to me, Bill, if I can make it in Hollywood with my face, you can make it in Hollywood with your face. However, Bill, I think your face belongs on radio. So I'm not sure what the message there was, but
yeah.
Danny's got a most characteristic face, and that, I will
yes.
say that.
Yeah, you know, I'm actually pondering on, hopefully he's listening, for him to give me a call on this project we're working on, so we can discuss some things. But, you know, I think he would be a great asset to this film, Kilroy. I have a few.
One thing I like about his thing is the fact that he kind of evolves right into the character, no matter what movie it is, with that there's great credibility and belief when he's out there working. Some actors, you say they're acting. Every time I've seen Danny, and plus you and I have been on many charity events with him, he's a stand-up guy. He donates his
yes.
time. We were speaking down at the Mount Soledad on Freedom in America, and it started to rain on us. Now, you know, Danny's got movies. He's got all kinds of stuff going on. He could have just gotten a car. He stood right there in the rain with us. I think I spoke, and he spoke right after me, or vice versa. That really meant a lot to me that he stood there, because he said the message that we're talking about is important. These are the people I have to surround myself with, strong men and women, not the physical strength. That's nice for attractiveness, but the strength of the mind, strength of character, that is how we define strong people. So Danny's been one of our good, and of course, you know, I should not say Emilio, because he's been a good friend of ours for a long time, and he's got no attitude, no ego about him. I digress again, Ben. Tell me more where the comedy night's going to be at. What town, what time, what's going on there? Okay?
Well, the other thing I was going to say is if you got any
You're
flight,
always talking. I never
I know,
get a
I'm
word
sorry.
In. I
I'm
never
sorry.
Get a word in this damn show.
But if he sends me the flyer, I'll put it up, because we got 92,000 hits today on the blog. Plus.
Can you do that
wow.
to us, Ben? Phil,
what's
the
that?
One who talks all the time, I never get a word in. If you can send him a flyer, we can get that out to all the people. Now,
oh,
what town
nice.
Is it going to be in? I still didn't get that out of you.
In the city of Brea, in L.A.
Oh, Brea, okay.
Brea,
yeah.
The Brea
Good,
Improv.
Uh-huh.
I'll send you the link to Phil. And it's
send
Sunday,
it to,
October.
Yeah, send it to Phil, because
yeah.
Phil is the, though he's the full partner, he's the engineer, he's a technician. And Bill, that's me. I don't do a damn thing but talk. So send it to
no,
Phil.
Well,
that
Bill,
way get...
then you know what, Bill? I'm gonna alleviate some of that headache from Phil, and I'm going to send it to you. Because I, God forbid, I want you to take a little bit of credit for all Phil's hard work. You know, but Yeah, you know, it's a pre-production red carpet comedy event. We're going to have Don Heskey, Mark Schumacher, Lania Dominguez, Louisville Senor, Wacko, Momo Rodriguez, Barry Brewer. The address is 120 South Brea Boulevard, Brea, California, 92821. And we're looking forward to seeing you out there at 2 p.m. at the Brea Improv.
Will that be a Saturday or a Friday? I don't have my calendar.
Sunday. That's a Sunday. Yeah.
Sunday. Thank you very much.
What date?
October 11th.
Oh, the 11th.
The 11th? Okay.
Are you in town?
Yeah.
Okay.
Got on the calendar right now.
Because Phil and I do so many events, we actually have to divide up. So even if it's called the Phil and Bill Show, more often than not that I'm at one event, he's at another event. For example, he's up in L.A., I'm down in Mexico. We just, it's rare that we can come together, but we're looking at our schedule, and that's wide open for both of us.
Yeah.
We don't get to do as much as we like together.
Usually people say, where's Bill? He's at the other event. Or they'll say, where's Phil? Well, Phil's up in L.A. Well, okay. And then they walk away from him.
And this confuses everybody, because they say to me, I'm in Mexico so much, they go, Phil speaks Spanish, you don't. Why are you the one in Mexico? I don't know why. It's just the way it is.
And my Spanish gets me in trouble sometimes.
Yeah, but it's a lot rather. Phil and I just came back from Tijuana, Solo Angels anniversary party 2 weeks ago. I would have loved to have you come down and join us down there. Every Mexican bike club met in Tijuana for a time of discussions. Apparently, Mexico has traditionally been full of independent bikers, but the influence of America starting to filter into Mexico, and the bike clubs are they're changing directions, and I'm kind of sad to see that going, but that's life. I can't solve all the problems in the world.
And,
but anyway.
And don't forget that the door's open for the Brea Improv. The door's open at 1 p.m.
Okay.
Okay. So,
what am I going to do for 1 to... Am I going to meet any of the cast or anything, Ben?
You absolutely are. Both of
good,
me.
Okay.
I mean,
how's your
safest word for in Spanish for anybody is no habla, okay?
No.
Yeah, exactly.
What's that?
How's your schedule this weekend?
What's going on?
Maybe you come down to the shop.
Put him down with an event.
Yeah, you know what? Saturday morning, I came across an old friend of mine who, long story short, ended up in and out of prison, is doing very well, working for, living in a mansion in Redlands, working for an oil tycoon.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a nonprofit. I want to connect you guys with him so he can explain to you what he does. This man may be able to help also with what you guys do.
Mm-hmm. We'd love to invite you to, like I said, I'm doing one called the Toys for Tot program. Camp Pendleton decided that the organizations that are putting it on, it's kind of falling apart. So I think taking it to a Harley-Davidson motorcycle shop to help them. I'm not sure how it's going to work, but they do know our history. We will have the mayor speak, and I'll have a lot of things going on. Love to invite you down for one of our bigger events and kind of give you a taste of how we're doing things with that. So,
yeah, that would be awesome. That would be awesome. Yeah, I got a few things. I'm supposed to meet up with Raider Taz. Today's Raider Taz's birthday. Happy birthday, Raider Taz.
Yeah, one of my homeboys, too.
Yeah, he's enjoying it. He lives right by me. He's out there enjoying it on set today. I called him to wish him a happy birthday, and we talked a little bit, and he wants to meet up again sometime Saturday as well. So I'm just
Let me throw this one at you. Tell him to come down to Bill's and find the seat he wanted for his bike and bring it with him.
Okay. Let me give him a text in a bit, and I'll definitely do that.
Good deal. And I'm hoping that we can extend some of the invitations about coming down to Mexico with us to see some of the programs. You might eventually find that You might have a movie theme that you may want to shoot in Mexico.
Never know. We never know, because I am working on my own cartel project that I got a few good names attached to it as well. But as we go further, then we'll move on to that next project with Gentlemen.
I don't want you to come into Mexico on just an odd day, but if there's an event going on in Mexico, we'll have people pick us up at the border, escort us exactly where we want to go, not because of the dangers in Mexico, but because of all the damn construction going on. The roads are constantly being torn up, so from month to month, I seem to take a different route every time, but we'd like to take you down to one of the big events and meet some of the people.
Hopefully, we got an appointment next week. We're going to revive the world, or the Ensenada Mardi Gras.
Let the cat out of the bag. Oh, it's not all worked out.
Well,
you already said it now, guy. That's why you're talking.
It's really a good run, and we're going to revive it. Because once everybody got excited about doing things, and then they found out that, going to Mexico, they're afraid of this, they're afraid of that. And we don't have to be afraid of anything.
We'll take groups down to meet at the border. I'll have the Mexican bike clubs escort us down. We'll make time arrangements to pick some hotels up. We'll get there on a Friday. Saturday morning, I'll give people two choices. We'll take you escort down to La Bufadora. If you've seen that or you don't want to do that, we'll give you an optional tour to go up to the winery, which is east or inland a little bit. And then party Friday night, party Saturday night. And we do these events, by the way. I don't charge for tours. I don't charge to go to the wine country. I don't charge people to go to La Bufadora. I don't charge anybody for anything. I just want people to say, come down to Mexico in a group. We'll take it. We've got insurance brokers. We've got everything lined up. Mexico is beautiful. The ride from Tijuana to Ensenada is just breathtaking. And if I can, I'd like to invite you sometime to look up on your cell phone Rocky Point Rally. Puerto Penasco. Have you ever heard of that? Mainland Mexico?
No.
Google that on your cell phone. Rocky Point Rally. Go back last year, 2014. Last year they said 7,500 of us from America. Europe is discovering it now. In Mexico, all motorcycle riders met on the Gulf of Mexico. Bathtub warm water. Well, you take the time, look up your cell phone and all that, and say, damn, I never knew that was going on.
My
Mexican friends tell me, Bill, we like you, but we would rather the Arizona people come down, because every time you California people come down, you fuck something up somehow. So I don't know what the problem there is. They think the Arizona people are nicer, I guess. But take the time to punch it up, Rocky Point Rally, and then punch up the word images and take a look and see what 7,500 people having a fantastic party, no beefs, no attitudes. All Mexican bike clubs, European bike clubs, and American clubs coming together. Okay, I'm off.
Oh, nice. Well, you know, let me say this one more time to the viewers, your listeners, and to you, gentlemen. Thank you so much. And don't forget to click on KilroyTheMovie.com and, promote our project, because we need your support. And anybody who is willing to contribute to this project, you can contact director at KilroyTheMovie.com.
Gentlemen like them do not make it, it's another sign that the American spirit, that cowboy attitude, is gone by the wayside. Every day I wake up, corporate America is taking over more and more. The Walmarts move in, and they suffocate all the small businesses. If people like these gentlemen we're speaking to tonight cannot come forth, cannot produce something, it's because the big corporations are not reaching out a hand to them. Every time another organization like this does not make it, it just puts another nail in the coffin for a small independence. My brother Mike Kennedy and I own Kennedy's Custom Cycles. I'm an independent bike shop. I am not an authorized dealer. I don't wish to be an authorized dealer. I don't want ever in my life to have somebody walk in my door from the factory and say, you got to do this, you got to do that. I will do what I think is right. If I make a mistake, I'll try to correct it.
Well, didn't they do that with your sign years ago?
I have fought the factory in something, but right now the factory and I are not fighting, so I'm going to give them the break. I don't always get along with the factory.
Well, you're absolutely right, Bill. people need to go back to our roots. We all do, and go and accommodate the mom and pop stores, because you know it's a monopoly of these big WalMarts and so forth. What's going to happen is that, you know, little by little, all these little mom and pop stores are closing. Do you not think, you the listeners, do not think that they have an ulterior motive for that? Sure they do. Their motive is once their price is beating the mom and pop stores, of course they are. But the minute that all those mom and pop stores are closed down, guess what? Their prices are going to go skyrocketed. You're going to beg for those mom and pop stores to charge you that extra $20 and have that personal
personal service
from the owner or the manager, that one-on-one from that mom and pop. Hey, how are you doing today, Mr. Jones? You're going to miss that.
You know, if you go through some of the local neighborhoods, you'll see that in some cases the grandparents, the parents, and now the children are running these small stores, be it a shoe repair shop, little taco place, a little laundromat. One by one by one, even as I'm speaking, they're going under. And as Ben was just saying, they cannot compete with big business. But what do we lose when big business steps in? We lose our individuality. Right now I got to deal with this shit in China. They're totally taking over this country. They are flooding the market. They're outsourcing everything to foreign countries. And we, as Americans, are just saying, oh, it's the right thing to do. How could it possibly be the right thing to do, boys and girls? At what point in time, it's not going to affect Philip and I and Ben, because we're a little older. What about our grandchildren?
Yes.
We're going to have foreign countries ruling it. I know right now in Hawaii, there's a law been passed about 10 years ago. No more Hawaiian corporation can buy hotels in Oahu, because they own too much already. That's a law they had to pass. When do we stand up and say, as Americans, we like the small community.
Mm-hmm.
And we live in the North County, and I'll use a good example of that. Phil, the next town down is Carlsbad. Have you been to the Carlsbad Barrio? Okay,
I lived on Roosevelt there, though.
And I lived just off that. Have you been down there recently? New condos, new everything, and the families, second, third generation families that I knew living there, man, they've all gone. And this is what's going to happen over and over and over. I don't care who we put in. I don't care if Trump comes in. God forbid Hillary comes in. It doesn't simply matter, because it's big business, and we, the small people, we're not going to make it. That's why I'm asking everybody, the sound of my voice, what Ben's doing. Listen to what Ben's partner's doing. He's saying, hey, we are making a stand. We're trying to get a message out to America. But when people like Ben and his partners stop making movies because of the fact, God forbid Ben should get hired by MGM or somebody, that'd be the easy thing for him to do.
Yeah.
It's people like him that's keeping us Americans still alive. Now, I'm not trying to make Ben out like he's superhuman. I'm not. I'm saying Ben is trying to do something for you and I, folks. So if you can help him out, we're asking you to help him out. When the film comes out, Phil and I are going to endorse and support it, as we support every independent program we can. I'm hoping people can reach out and see this, and I'm hoping if they can't, Ben's being real honest about life. He goes, hey, man, send a few ducats my way. We could appreciate that. He's not asking for charity.
Yes.
He's not trying to share his mansion.
And,
he's trying to say, man, help me
just
put
send
something.
You just sent me a link
uh-huh.
to Gilroy, the 127, the movie Shackled. I'm going to, let me play this, Ben.
Sure. Yeah, that was a video we did here with, Kilroy was here and his son, Steve. Thanks to Jack Neal, our videographer and photographer, Jack Neal out of Tabasco Valley News, for coming down and shooting that for us.
I want to place this. So let me, the one I have is, 12 minutes long.
Can we hang everybody? Everybody, we're asking
you. Okay
you.
For that?
Can you hang Ben for 12 minutes?
Sure.
Okay, I'm asking everybody
sure,
here. I'm seeing the questions.
This
off,
is
I'm
called
sure
Gilroy 127 Shackled. We'll go from there.
This is Ben speaking now.
Steve, his son, and a few other people on this project. I'm here with Brother George Trujillo and comedian / actor Gil Fajardo. Let's give him a round of applause.
Yeah.
Thank you. You know, know, we collectively have been searching for individuals to take part in this project in one way or another, whether it's an actor or, as George will be taking care of, the music aspect for this feature film. George, give us a little bit of background on your education in the music.
Yes, I was back in 97. I've actually started working with
a production
company called Hip Hop Production. And they actually encouraged me to go to school and learn the business. So what I did, I went and I classes out in Hollywood for engineering. So I finished school, I got my certificate, and I started networking, meeting a lot of producers, major producers like brothers, Johnny Jackson. We actually we produced, I say, a lot of music for Tupac, and he inspired me doing more music. And now I'm actually here working for this film. First of all, I want to thank you, Ben, for bringing me in. And I'm actually honored and excited.
Well, thank you.
To work with you guys and to inspire a lot of young kids and not just kids, parents.
Yeah, absolutely.
Another link that one's pausing too much. I sent you another link with Kilroy and his son, so no worries.
Yeah,
on
I got that up.
Right.
Before we start though, Ben, I got to ask you because I'm just a little confused here. I'm looking at the picture of you in the white hat. That's you, is that correct, Ben?
Correct.
Okay, now I don't understand too much Hollywood. Is that you with lots of makeup on? Because there's a picture behind you, another guy in a white hat. Is that what you look like without makeup on? he just said kiss your ticket goodbye.
No, that is actually in the background. That is a picture of Kilroy today.
We ain't doing that.
That is a picture of Kilroy today.
Yeah,
I just asked a question. I didn't know. Maybe he's wearing makeup. Maybe he wasn't. Just a question, you know. Yeah, you're getting one ticket. I ain't getting no damn ticket now.
The director Paul's got you guys covered on the ticket, so no worries. But it's, you know, but yeah, we just really need your support, the viewers' support and contribution. You know, please, you know, go to our Facebook page, Kilroy 127 Unshackled, if for contributions, again, you can go to director@Kilroy, the movie. And, you know, please support us.
Yeah, I just posted all that for you.
Well, thank you, guys. Thank you guys so much. And, you know, from the team, Kilroy, everybody that's involved in it thus far, as we're building a team of loyalty, a team of believers in this project, that goes for the team itself and the actors. You know, we're just being led by faith right now, gentlemen, you know, and of course, with the support of the viewers, all your listeners and so forth, anything is appreciated, you know, whatever it is you can contribute or help with this project to get it off the ground. We truly, truly appreciate it.
We have an American here who's trying to do something, and he's not asking for
he's
charity.
A vet too.
He's a vet, too. in the Marine Corps. But beside that point there, he's an American who's reaching out to other Americans. This guy don't want money for his mansion. He don't want me. He's trying to say, I'm going to do something. I want to help other people. We, as, well, I'll say we as veterans, we're all both veterans. But as Americans, as taxpayers, it's people like this. We can't lose these people.
No.
If we lose them.
I mean, we're losing 20. We're losing 22 guys a day to suicide. 21 that aren't on active duty and one, at least one active duty every day.
Phil, Ben Phillip and I are so heavy in the veteran stuff, we're not going to get into that, but we work so much now with the women vets coming back, but I'm not going to go into that right now. That's a different, it's all connected, different. My concern is, again, here we have an American who says, hey, I want to try to do something, I want to help other people. So he's not asking for charity, boys and girls, he's trying to say, give me a hand up, and when you give me a hand up, I'll be able to help other people get up also. That's what I'm getting out of this conversation right here.
Yeah, and you know, Bill and Phil, the thing is, too, for the listeners, you know, we want to reach out and inspire future filmmakers. We have a big goal after this project is done, and we're visionaries. We want to address the community and get those kids, those people that really want to become filmmakers, actors, actresses, give them opportunities, you know, and that's an even bigger goal once this project is done. We want to be able to help those who feel that they would like to participate in filmmaking, becoming an actor, actress. Let's shoot some, you know, some reels with some good cameras and things like that, and just give them a little taste of what it is to be in filmmaking, to be an actress, an actor, you know, whatever it is. That's one of our visions.
And the fact that you're taking the time to try to be a role model for the youth and also a role model for all the people about being a positive message. You know what, Ben, I have to apologize. Hang on 1 second. I'm getting a call from, where's she calling? New York? Chicago? Chicago's got a question here, and I've been trying to ask you questions from our listeners. But Nora, sweetheart, you're on if you want. Do you have a question you want to ask Ben tonight? Nora.
Sorry about that. I had you guys muted while I was listening to his show, so that way my grandson didn't make too much noise. Anyhow.
Good. Nora, first, tell us who you are, where you're calling from, please.
I'm Nora. I'm from the south side of Chicago. And I've been listening to the show, obviously, up until now when you let me come in. And now, if you could, say, or let me know, like, how you went to start the production that you've been talking about.
How we started?
In 10 words or less, Ben.
How we started production was through the director, Paul Morey, who was on the line a little while ago. I had reached out, and collectively as a team, we started using our resources that we had and collectively started putting everything together. And it's a process, sweetheart. It's a process. But don't if you're into filmmaking and you want to do it, go for it. Go for it.
Right.
You can find me on Facebook under Ben Munoz, or Bill can give you that information, and Bill as well. And just,
okay.
I have a lot of resources through social media that are willing to help people like you put together your project.
Okay. Now, how long have you been doing this for?
Let me say, and you're going to be kind of standing by yourself, I actually have done probably about 12, working on 13, I've been in 10 or 11 movies thus far, but I started in 2013 with A Father's Journey with David Fernandez Jr., Joey Medina, Myra Leal from Machete, and Lou Pizarro. It was my first breakthrough into filmmaking. I have a heavy role in it, and you can look it up on YouTube. It's called A Father's Journey.
I have seen parts of that. I can't wait to see the whole entire movie. The only thing is, I'm not in California, so I have to wait until when it comes out to something and I can watch it.
Well, we're working on the on that right now as we speak.
Okay.
But, you know, I'm the that old gray-haired guy that's talking to David Fernandez throughout the trailer. But, yeah, I started in 2013. I've had the opportunity to work with Tom Sizemore, quite a few known people in the industry, and it's just going and going. Right now I'm working, I just got confirmation on my second part for Kill 'Em All Los Angeles with Richard Tyson.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's just a process, sweetheart. And again, through social media, reach me on there, and I can send you some resources that will help you fulfill your dream.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate, you know, hearing, you know, the show and then hearing everything about you and, you know, what you've come through and what you've gotten to this point. Congratulations.
Well, thank you so much. Thank you so
much. We got another that 508-933. You want to tell us who you are? Where you're calling from, please. And do you have a question for Ben tonight?
It's Stacy here in the New England, 45 minutes away from Foxborough area. I tried calling a couple of times, but Blog Talk Radio is having technical difficulty. I had texted Phil and told him I wasn't going to attend this show tonight, but I had to call in just to hear your voice, Bill. And I had to say, go Patriots around the world and back. And that's really the only reason why I called tonight, was to just kind of rub a little salt in them wounds to all them sore football fans out there that, you know, we're still winning, whether it's legally or not legally. And, you know, in my book, that's all that matters during football season.
Whoever wins, wins. There you go. Would you have a quick question about this movie before I bring some other people in there?
No, please bring other people on, because I just called to say that. That was it.
Thank you for that. Ben, are you a football fan? Who do you support?
Look, guys, we're not going to get into the battle of my Raiders, okay? Go ahead.
Yeah, I tried. That quick, Ben.
You got handed the ball on that one.
I slid right out of that one. All right. Hey, thank you for calling. We always appreciate New England. We appreciate Chicago calling. So many other questions. We have had some type of problem with the damn computers, which I tell everybody, every time you touch a computer, you lose another ounce of your soul to the devil. I sincerely believe that. This is definitely an instrument of the devil's, but
yes,
the way the world is. Now, I've been asking about a lot of different questions where people texted it in there. Marion's asked something, and I got different questions and all that. I wanted two girls to talk about that because I want to show people different parts. Now, Ben, what I want you to understand is that this show is going on right now, 6 to 8 o'clock, and it's winding down. However, explain to me about archiving, if you would, okay, Phil?
Well, archiving is when the show ends,
yeah,
in about the 10 minutes, they update the archive. So you can listen, like we said before, Bill, we're on 58 countries.
Uh-huh.
And people in, it's in the middle of the night for them.
Right.
So they will listen to it tomorrow.
Or they wake up
and listen to it in the morning.
Yeah, Ben, a strange thing about this program is we get a lot of messages after the show because of the fact they're in different parts of the world. And like Chicago and New England, it's only a couple hours away. But our friends in England, our friends in Europe, they're catching the show tomorrow. So it'll be quite interesting what type of turmoil you're causing that. I hope it's pretty interesting in here. Unfortunately, we do have a few people that stay up all night long. I always thought that was a little strange. I'm thinking about one friend from England who doesn't need any sleep. He stays up all night to hear the show.
He's in Bermuda right now.
Yeah, he keeps going back and forth. But anyway, I'm sure he's into organic farming or something. But many of our normal people do go to sleep, and they catch the show tomorrow. So, Ben, what you say tonight, it's only the tip of the iceberg. People will tune in and say, what was going on? I stayed up. So they're going to hear you tomorrow for the first time, even though it'll be a repeat. It's what archiving is about. I know you understand that, but I want everybody to understand that. Hang one second. I got, we have a, I'm just trying to write something I can, don't know. We have a lady sending you a little note, Ben. I'm trying to put something I can say here.
Well, she said she ran out of paint before she ran out of room.
Yeah, that's not the part. I'm just, good night to you, Ben. I don't know how much, even though the show's got no restrictions, I'm always...
Justin says she has to get to her evening chores, Bill.
Okay, well, that's good luck with that then. Thank you for calling in, M.M. So, yeah, I'm hoping that as people do wake up tomorrow, we are very fortunate, Ben, that we get sometimes two people out of China, sometimes three people out of China. This show still is off the list. It's not that we're controversial. It's not that anything. But what China is afraid of is people like Phil and I, we're just getting the word out. But we're not talking about our word. We're talking about what's on our listeners' minds. China is afraid of that. And in a sense, I think that's where our big government, and let me just eliminate, the big Fox Studios, MG, I think they would like to see these small independent films fail. They can keep control on with it. I know
yeah,
that they, some countries were
they
accepted.
They want control, Bill. They want control
exactly.
of the project. That is why a lot of the times if they purchase the script or what have you, they'll dictate to you what they want if they give you the money. And they have the upper hand and you're not doing what your passion is as independents. They take creative control, and it's that. That's why it's important for the community, your listeners, to support a project that they feel is enticing to them and has a message behind it. Not a fake story. This is a true story of a man of his darkest days coming to the light and just a total transformation.
Philip and I did a video many years ago about our journeys going into Mexico, crossing Tijuana, you know, old-fashioned stuff, high-tech for us, tape cameras on our helmets and tape cameras on the run cars. And we went to Rosarito. We went down to Ensenada. We stopped at our good friend Gilbert's place. He's not there anymore. We stopped to Puerto Nuevo.
Well, the place is there. Gilbert's not.
Yeah. We showed people a little bit how to do this, and we put it together, and... I was amazed from speaking to people. They said, well, how'd you do that in Mexico? Because apparently you paid no permits, you paid for nothing. You couldn't do that in America. That's the message I got. You had a 2-hour video maybe? I can't remember now even. We sold it. I didn't make any money. But the point is this.
In fact, we had to pay people money. We had to pay people money on that one.
But the point is they said you couldn't do that in America today. You could produce a 2-hour video, music, and da-da-da-da-da-da. It's too many restrictions.
Yeah.
Is why I'm so fearful when I hear people like you trying to do something. I think if Ben was trying to fly the airplane like the Wright brothers today, Ben never could get off the ground.
No.
Too much restrictions.
No.
So I
too many.
Support anybody doing what you're doing, Ben.
Thank you, guys. Thank you guys so much again. Thank you, Phil and Bill, for sending me a message and inviting me to... be on your show again. It's a pleasure.
And the other thing is, I want you to come back every once in a while. And you got my cell number, so if you, I'll talk to Taz too. But if you got you guys want to come roll down Saturday, like 3:00, 2:30, 3:00, it's kind of the dead part of the day where we can sit and get together then.
Or if you like, we'll send information up on the two big charity events we got. If you want to just come in and just kind of feel it out too. So either way. I myself,
awesome.
I like music, I like noise, I like all kind of people. But anyway, you're certainly welcome. My brother Mike Schott, Phil and I will be there, whatever's convenient. And we're looking forward to seeing you on October the 11th.
Correct.
And what town will be in? Brea.
That's in Brea.
And because I bugged Ben about his age and all that, you'll be sitting in the front row, and I'll be sitting all the way in the back. I can tell. It's the way Ben is. He's holding inside.
No, I'll be in the senior citizen area.
And Bill Kennedy when he comes down.
Yeah. But Phil, do me a favor, and Bill, inbox me your numbers, and I'll give you a jingle tomorrow so we can see where we're at for Saturday. Thank you guys so much. And
your friend. We'll see you soon, all right?
You got it.
Okay.
All right. Nice. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
Now you're gone. I say nice guy. And we'll probably see him at the film in San Diego next Saturday, correct?
Yeah.
The 19th. September 19th.
That's perfect. Okay, Ben, we want to say goodnight to you, and we say goodnight to most of our listeners and all that. Let's try to find some good song to go out with tonight, Phil. Or,
okay.
What a concept. I could sing. I know you like it when I sing, Phil.
No.
Many times I get requests to sing Happy Trails. That's one of the favorites. Is there something you want to play?
Sing Happy Trails. Just stay with
Happy Trails.
Oh, no, don't get him started, please. Don't get him started.
And what's my other favorite one? Sometimes I sing the Mickey Mouse Club song.
Nah.
Our listeners sing along with me.
No, we're going to give... here's what we're going to do.
Once again, they're holding me back.
No, Bill, what we're going to do is...
they say my face is too pretty for the movies. And now they're saying my voice is too good. All right. Holding me back. Give me something by War or something, maybe. Give me something that... Or SFE, Summertime. Don't give me something depressing tonight. Give me out with a bang. You got SFE's Summertime, or what do you got?
I'm going to get you a good one here.
If you can't find something, I'm perfectly willing, capable, and able to sing Happy Trails to you.
Hey, Bill, it's
got to
load up. Just a second, will you?
Until we meet again.
No, what we're going to do, this is, we had a couple of guests.
Well, he's got a good voice. He sings good.
Maybe I'll jump over while you're still doing that. M-I-C, see you soon. K-A-Y. Because we love
you. Oh, please, don't get him. Here we go.
O-U-S, Mickey Mouse.
This is my friend, Little Rudy, out of Germany.
Deutschland.
We're going to do a little Forever Angel.
And
this is dedicated to that.
Phil, send me a check when
you
get the package.
What's that?
No, we didn't get the package.
They didn't send them up yet, darling.
No, I said send me a text when you get the package.
Okay. Mexico's not sent it up yet. But this song is by a brother.
Oh,
this is by a brother in Germany. He belongs to... And it's all about freedom. Freedom for everybody. Car club, motorcycle club, whatever it is you want to be.
Basically, I've even got people say, hey, I have nothing to do with this club.
Hey,
but man, this is a good
song. I keep talking
because
you can't push the start button. Okay, I'll start singing again.
Good night, guys.
Good night, everybody. Thanks again to my good
Phil.
Friend
good
Ben.
Night,
our new
Thank you. Thank you, guys. Thank you.
Your soul.
Good night, everybody.